弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，让我们再有一次交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord, who gave us this another chance to fellowship together.
我们先来读两处的圣经。
So let's first read two passages of the Bible.
第一处，我们来读希伯来书第十二章一到三节。
12:1-3.
希伯来书十二章一到三节。
12:1-3.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weightand the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith,who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.
我们再请读腓立比书。
Now please let's read Philippians.
腓立比书，我们读第三章十三到十六节。
We will read chapter 3:13-16.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do.Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
这里在十五节那里讲到在我们中间凡是完全人。
In verse 15 it says that therefore let us as many as are mature.
这个完全人在英文是指属灵上比较成熟的人。
It means all the spiritually grown, the mature ones.
好，我们读完这两节经节之后，我们心中有一个感觉。
So after we have read these two passages, we do have this feeling.
保罗在哥林多前书第十一章那里告诉我们。
Just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
你们要效法我。
Imitate me.
就好像我效法基督一样。
As I imitate Christ.
基督在地上，他如何来到地上就奔那神为他摆在面前的一条路。
Just as Christ, when he came to this world, he ran the race which God has prepared for him.
保罗在他蒙恩得救之后。
So Paul, after he has received the grace,
他的一生也是向着标杆直跑。
After he is saved, all his life, he was running toward that goal.
但愿早晨我们借着这一点时间，我们也能够从主的话得到 激励。
If only this morning, through this short period of time, we could also be encouraged by God's word.
开始之前，我们请低头，再有一点祷告。
So, before we begin, shall we bow our heads and have a simple word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks to you, for your grace.
当我们来读你宝贵话语的时候，
As we come to read your precious word,
我们的心满了感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
我们的主乃是万王之王，万主之主。
For our Lord is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
然而他愿意为我们这一般罪人，
But for us sinners, he was willing
来到地上来寻找拯救我们这一般世上的人。
To come to the earth to seek and save those of us who have lost.
主，你看将来的喜乐，就轻看十字架的羞辱。
Lord, because of the joy to come, you despise the shame of the cross.
你走完你的路程，就坐在父神宝座的右边。
And after you have finished your course, you now sit down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
你在十字架上成就一切的救赎工作。
Because on the cross you have accomplished all the redemptive work.
将我们从世界中买赎回来。
And you have redeemed us from the world.
能够成为国民，做父神的祭司。
So that we would become a kingdom to be the priest to our Father.
我们能够称为神的儿女。
Now we are called children of God.
我们在这复活早晨的日子当中，
So in this day of the resurrection morning,
我们一同来敬拜，来把歌颂归给你。
Together we come to worship you and sing your praises.
我们早晨也求你把你恩典的话语更多的赏赐给我们。
This morning we also ask that you would grant us even more of your gracious word.
你保守为你出口的、翻译的，并且弟兄姊妹，我们一同在你面前领受你无限的恩典。
Keep your mouthpiece and the sister who translates for you and everyone here so that we could come together to receive your infinite grace.
我们愿你在圣灵中与我们同在。
Lord, be with us in your Holy Spirit.
你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
For where your spirit is, there is liberty.
你释放我们每一颗心。
Set free every heart.
让我们向着主心事敞开。
So that our hearts are wide open toward the Lord.
愿你脸上的荣光来光照我们。
May the light of your countenance shine upon us.
愿你的旨意成就在我们的中间。
Let your will be done among us.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你。
To you be all the thanksgiving and worship.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，过去我们几次的交通。
Brothers and sisters, in the past sharings that we have had,
我们交通到圣徒的交通。
We fellowship on the fellowship among the saints.
我本来还有大概一两次要继续在这个题目上我们有一点分享。
Originally, I plan to have one or more fellowships on this topic.
但是主在最近给我一点的感觉。
The Lord recently gave me this feeling.
他盼望在一年起手了之后能够给弟兄姊妹我们一点在主里面的彼此互相的勉励。
Hopefully at the beginning of the year together we can encourage each other in the Lord.
所以我们今天早晨要借着刚刚所读主耶稣在地上他的一点经历，并且保罗在地上的追求，我们在这里与弟兄姊妹有一点勉励。
So through the Lord's words while he was on earth and also through Paul's spiritual pursuit that I hope to encourage one another.
我想许多特别在今天的世代神的儿女都知道我们的主很快要回来。
In this age, I believe that a lot of God's children, our children do know that the Lord is coming back soon.
神永远的心意在这个地上很快就要完成。
And God's eternal purpose will soon be finished in this time.
耶稣基督他的国度将要降临。
And the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ shall soon arrive.
但是在我们一般所谓的基督教的里头，
But in so-called Christianity,
甚至在我们的中间，
or even among us,
许多弟兄姊妹仍然存着一种的心思。
Many brothers and sisters still have this mindset.
总觉得我们得着这个救恩乃是神无限的恩典。
That we do feel that this is through God's boundless grace that we have received this salvation.
我们感谢主，这确实是神的莫大的恩典。
And we thank the Lord for this is His grace simply beyond measure.
所以，当我们在这一个最末了的时候
，So in this last time,
虽然主回来。的时候是这么样的紧迫。
Even though the Lord is coming back is so urgent.
许多神的儿女仍然存着说神必定会做成他所要做的工作。
But still many children of God simply feel that the Lord himself will accomplish whatever his work is.
是的，神必定要成就。
Yes, God will accomplish his work.
但是我们常有一个心思觉得说我们不一定要在那里竭力的奔跑追求。
But we often have this mind saying, thinking that we don't have to press on, strive, to run this race.
我们甚至用很属灵的话安慰我们自己。
Even we would use very spiritual words to comfort our hearts.
神必定要成就。
Since God will accomplish His will.
所以我们应当有安息。
So we should have rest.
我们可以来追求主。
Yes, we come to pursue after the Lord.
但是我们也享受这个世界。
But also, at the same time, we should enjoy this world.
我们在这个世界的年日不长，不短。不是太长。
Because our days in this world are not that long.
所以我们也当好好的来爱这个世界。
So we should love this world also.
这是仇敌在神的儿女当中一个极为诡诈的心思放在我们的里面。
This is the mindset that our enemy Satan has placed in our hearts, extremely treacherous and scheming.
我们刚刚读的希伯来书里面，我们就看见主来到了地上。
Here, from Hebrews that we just read, we see that the Lord came to the earth.
主他对父所要成就的工作，比我们认识的更清楚。
Our Lord had a more understanding as to the work that the Father wants to be accomplished.
但是主一来到地上，他就竭力的追求。
But look at our Lord. When he came to the world, he pressed on.
所以我们今天早晨愿意用马太福音来看主他所面对很重要四个关键的时刻，他怎样在奔跑这一条属灵的道路。
So this morning we would like to use Book of Matthew to consider how our Lord runs his race at four very critical moments.
第一段，我们请弟兄姊妹先翻开马太福音第三章。
Now, brothers and sisters, please turn to Matthew 3.
我们先来看13节到17节。
We will read verses from 13 to 17 regarding this first part of the Lord's critical times.
因为时间的缘故呢，我想我们只用中文读啊。
For the sake of time, I will just read Chinese verses only.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水中上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。在这一段话的里面，我们看见主耶稣刚一开头要出来地上尽他的职事的时候，
From this passage we see that at the very beginning of our Lord public ministry,
主耶稣来到施洗约翰的跟前，
He came before John the Baptist.
他要接受约翰的洗礼，
And he was about to receive the baptism from John.
我们知道约翰的洗礼乃是悔改的洗礼。
We know the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
当一个罪人回到约翰的跟前，在那里认罪悔改，
When a sinner came to John the Baptist and repented,
在神面前这是对的事情，
and confess his sins, this is a good thing before God.
但是我们的主他是没有罪。
However, our Lord is sinless.
所以约翰看到主来到他的跟前的时候，主约翰马上知道不是他来为耶稣受洗，乃是他应当受耶稣的洗。
So when John saw that Jesus coming to him, right away he knew that it is not that he should baptize the Lord Jesus, but Lord Jesus should baptize him.
但是主耶稣却对约翰说，我们
However, the Lord said this to John,
理当这样尽诸般的义。
Permit it to be so now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣来到约翰的跟前，他乃是站在罪人的地位上。
Lord Jesus came to John the Baptist. He stood in the place of sinners.
他为我们的罪，世人把罪归在他的身上。
And for our sins, since the Father has placed all the sins upon a man upon him.
他为我们担当所有一切的罪孽。
So he bore all of our iniquities.
他站在罪人的地位上。
He simply stood in the place of sinners.
好叫我们在神的面前得以称义。
So that before God we could be justified.
当我们去读约翰福音第二章的时候，
When we read John chapter 2,
约翰在那里宣告说，看啊，神的羔羊。
There John declared, Behold the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的，
who takes away the sin of the world.
所以当主耶稣一开头来到地上尽他地上的职事的时候，
So at the very beginning, when the Lord came to the earth to fulfill his earthly ministry,
他已经认定了这一条路。
Jesus had already set his goal on this race.
这一条路就是十字架的窄路。
And this is way is the way of the cross, the narrow way.
他一生直到他执事的尽头都走在这条道路的当中。
Throughout his lifetime, even toward the end of his ministry, he always walked in this way.
所以当他受浸从水里上来的时候，
So after he was baptized and coming out of the water,
神的灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上，
The Spirit of God came upon him as a dove.
天上的父有对他做见证说，这是我的爱子， 是我所喜悦。
And the Father in heaven bore witness for his Son, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
因为神的儿子来到地上，要成为世人的拯救。
Because the Son of God came to this world to become the salvation of the world.
我想我们从保罗的一生，我们也看见同样一个原则。
And also, viewing Paul's whole life, we could see the same principle.
就是立定这一个志向。
That is to make it our aim.
保罗在他一生的服事当中，他自己做见证。
Throughout Paul's service, he testified of this.
他在亚基帕王的跟前说，
Before King Agrippa, he said,
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I've never been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他对哥林多的弟兄姊妹讲道，
As he shared God's word to the Corinthian church,
不论住在身内或离开身外，
Whether I am present in my body or absent,
我已经立了志向，要得神的喜悦。
I have made it my aim to be well pleasing to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们一生的年日在地上跟随主的时候，
So brothers and sisters, through our whole life's day here on earth as we pursue after the Lord,
我们需要在主面前立一个志向。
Before Him, we need to make this aim.
我们需要专心地跟随主。
That is, we will follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲一个见证。
Now, I'd like to share with you a testimony.
这是几年前我认识一对年长服侍主的弟兄姊妹。
A few years ago, I knew this elderly brothers and sisters who served the Lord.
他们这一对夫妇呢，已经从世上的工作当中退休了。
This couple had retired from their work.
他们仍然在香港，在亚洲，甚至到北美洲许多的地方来服侍神的儿女。
They continue to uphold children of God in Hong Kong, Asia, even in North America.
这一对年轻的夫妇，当他们在念医学院的时候，
When they were young, when they were in medical school,
他们快要毕业的时候，
Right when they were about to graduate,
他们决定要结婚，
They decided to get married,
但是他们结婚之前，他们在主的跟前立了三个心愿。
But before they got married, before the Lord, they had made three vows.
第一个心愿呢，
First is,
他们希望并且他们知道呢，将来他们的工作可能会非常的忙碌。
They knew that their future work would be, they would be very busy in their future work.
但是他们立下心愿，他们在主日的聚会，在周间的聚会不要间断。
But they, this is their heart's desire that they would not stop the meetings during the week or on Sundays.
他们要在主里面与弟兄姊妹一同聚会，一同在基督里长进。
They want to grow together in Christ, together with all the brothers and sisters.
第二个，
Now the second vow is,
他们将来要买一栋大房子。
They want to purchase a big house.
但是这个房子是为着主来使用。
But this house is totally at the disposal of the Lord.
第三个心愿。
The third vow is,
他们可以预期将来他们的收入会比许多的弟兄姊妹高得很多。
They had already expected that their income would be much higher than most of the brothers and sisters.
但是他们在主面前愿意过一个简朴的生活。
But before the Lord, they want to live a simple, austere life.
他们愿意把他们的财物更多的奉献给教会，给神的仆人们，给神的工作，甚至给 弟兄姊妹们。
So they want to consecrate their money for the use by the church, by the brothers and sisters, other saints for God's work.
他们经过了三十多年。
After 30 plus years,
这个心愿一直蒙神的保守。
And this desire of their hearts have always been kept by the Lord.
神看重这一对年轻的夫妇在他们心中的这一点愿望。
And God so valued their heart's desire of this young couple, before Him.
神祝福他们。
So God had greatly blessed them.
他们一生的年日在主的面前与弟兄姊妹一直长进。
So throughout the days of their life, they simply grew together with other brothers and sisters.
他们现在已经退休。
Now they retired.
他们成为神可使用贵重的器皿。
They have become the vessels for honor, useful for their master.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前所立的志愿非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters,All the aims that you have made before God are very, very crucial.
圣经告诉我们,
As the Bible teaches,
我们立志行事都有圣灵在我们心中的工作。
It is God who works in our hearts to will and to do according to His good pleasure.
就是为要成就神他美好的旨意。
In order to accomplish God's wonderful will.
所以我盼望我们一年刚起手的时候。
So I hope that at the beginning of the year.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够在主面前立一个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, let's also make this our ambition before the Lord.
或许我们有一个心愿，今年把圣经读一遍，让我们更多明白神的话。
Maybe.Our heart's desire is that we would study the Bible once throughout the year so we could better understand God's Word.
或者我们愿意在今年能够带领一两位福音朋友能够真实的相信主。
Or this is your ambition that in this year you might lead one or two gospel friends to believe in God.
或许我们愿意在这一年当中我们能够能够多多的去看望弟兄姊妹。
Or this could be your aim that in this year you would visit more brothers and sisters.
也许主用着我们让一些需要在灵里被扶持的弟兄姊妹得到坚固。
So that God would use us to strengthen brothers and sisters who do need to be upheld in the Lord.
或者特别为着年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Or for the sake of our young brothers and sisters.
你们很多人刚刚从学校毕业要进入这个社会。
Maybe some of you just graduated from school and you're about to enter into the workplace.
不仅我们也许有今年明年的一个计划。
Maybe you have planned out all your plans for the next year, the year after next year.
也许我们也可以像这一对年轻这一对夫妇弟兄姊妹一样，我们有一生在主面前一个计划。
Maybe you could be like this couple that you have planned out your life before the Lord.
但愿主甚至在我们的心中来激动我们。
May the Lord really stir up our hearts.
在我们的心来立下这样一个心愿。
So that we could have this kind of heart's desire and make it your aim.
我们再来交通第二个点。
Now we will share on the second point.
我们要读马太福音第四章一到十一节。
We will read Matthew 4, verse 1 to verse 11.
我们这一次请英文的弟兄姊妹，请姊妹来读。
Now, this time we will read this passage in English. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
好，这里我想这是弟兄姊妹相当熟悉的一段经文。
I believe brothers and sisters are all very familiar with this passage.
就是当主耶稣开始出来服事的时候，他被圣灵引导到旷野去接受魔鬼的试探。
When Jesus came out to start his public ministry, he was led to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣禁食了四十昼夜。
Here it tells us that Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
我想经过了四十昼夜，主耶稣必定相当的疲倦跟饥饿。
Believe after 40 days and 40 nights, he must have been very tired and hungry.
但是主啊，在这个时候，这一位试探人的魔鬼来到他的跟前。
As a tempter, devil came before him.
他说，你若是神的儿子，你把这些石头变成食物，喂饱你自己。
If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread, to have your fill.
你来满足你自己的需要。
Satisfy your own needs.
但是我们的主在这里回答魔鬼说。
But our Lord replied to the devil.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Saying that man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
不错，我有我的需要。
Indeed, I do have my own needs.
但是我一切的行动是根据神的管理。
But all my acts are governed by God.
第二个试探。
Now the second temptation.
魔鬼带他到了圣城的殿顶上。
Came when the devil took our Lord to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼知道主耶稣用神的话来回答他。
The tempter knew that the Lord had answered him with God's word.
所以魔鬼用神的话来试探主。
So this time he used God's word to tempt Jesus.
他说主要为你吩咐他的使者。
The devil said,
他说魔鬼试探主说，你可以从这里跳下去，因为主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
The devil said that throw yourself down, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge over you. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
魔鬼说你是神的儿子。
And the devil said, "You are, if you are the Son of God."
神必定派他的使者保护你，你即使从殿顶上跳下去。
God will protect you, even though you jump from the pinnacle of the temple.
但是主回答说
，But the Lord replied,
不可试探主你的神。
You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
因为主知道 圣经上明明写着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者。
The Bible does say that God will give charge, His angel charge over you.
这里主要为你是指着神他有主宰的权柄。
Here it says that God has His sovereignty.
不是人做神不愿意做的事情而来试探神。
It's not that man should test God to force God to do something He does not want to do.
第三个试探。
Now third temptation.
魔鬼对主耶稣说。
The devil said to Lord Jesus.
这时候他们上到最高的一座山。
At this time, they have come to the highest mountain.
魔鬼说，我要将世上的万国跟万国的荣华。
The devil said that I will give you all the kingdoms and their glory.
指给主耶稣看，你如果拜我一下，我把这些都给你。
After he showed this all to Lord Jesus, the devil said, just fall down and worship me.
魔鬼是世界的王。
The devil is the ruler of the world.
他统管全地。
He reigns all the earth.
他知道主耶稣来到地上要做，要收复这个地，做全地的王。
And he knew that when Jesus came to the world, he would recover it to be the king of the whole universe.
他知道主要成就的工作是一个艰难，因为他要经过十字架的道路。
The devil also knew that the work that Lord Jesus would accomplish was a very difficult one because he had to go through the cross.
魔鬼在这里试探主，你不用走这一条艰难的路。
So here, the devil was tempting our Lord, saying, you don't have to go through this difficult way.
你只要拜我一下，这些就是你的了。
Just worship me, and all these are yours.
主耶稣回答说，
And Lord Jesus replied,
当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
You shall worship the Lord your God, Him only you shall serve.
我们在这里看见主在这里用神的话来抵挡魔鬼。
Here we see that our Lord Jesus used God's word to resist the devil.
我们去读这段话的时候，许多解经的人告诉我们。
As we read this passage, many students of the Bible expounded it, the whole passage and explained it to us that
我们看见主何等熟悉神的话。
That we see how our Lord was versed in God's word.
主用神的话，并且用得非常准确来抵挡魔鬼。
Our Lord used God's word and very accurately resist the devil.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要在神的话语上下功夫。
So, brothers and sisters, we do have to spend time and endeavor to study God's Word.
我们常要把神的话存在我们的心中。
We need often to hide God's Word in our hearts.
诗篇告诉我们，免得我们得罪神。
According to Psalm, so that we will not sin against Him.
但是，请我们要记得。
But please also do remember this.
神的话一面实在能够帮助我们。
God's word on one hand does help us.
但是当我们面对试探的时候，
On the other hand, as we face the temptations,
我们用神的话真是能够带出能力吗？
When we apply God's word, can we really bring out the power?
我们去看亚当跟夏娃。
As we look at Adam and Eve,
亚当听见神的吩咐，不可吃分别善恶树上的果子。
Adam heard God's charge saying that do not eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们相信亚当把这件事告诉他的妻子夏娃。
And I believe that Adam told this matter to his wife, Eve.
他们记住了神的话。
They did remember God's word.
但是当这一位试探人的魔鬼
But when the devil, the tempter,
来到夏娃的跟前
came before Eve,
夏娃在这个时候不是站在神的这一边。
At this time, Eve did not stand on the side of God.
夏娃反而受了迷惑，站在魔鬼的这一边。
Instead, she was deceived in standing at on the side of the devil.
站在与魔鬼一起来怀疑神的话。
And she doubted God's word.
但是我们看见主耶稣从一开头就站在神的这一边。
But we see that our Lord Jesus from the very beginning stood on the side of God.
当我们的主用神的话来抵挡魔鬼的时候，他是这样的有确据。
When our Lord resisted the devil with God's word, he was so assured of this.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的主乃是一生受我们的父他话语的管理。
Because our Lord is governed by the word of God throughout his life.
所以我们不仅读神的话。
So, we not only study God's word.
神的话理当成为我们最高的权柄。
But also God's word should become the highest authority over our life.
我在这里不是告诉弟兄姊妹我们过一个守律法的生活。
Here, I'm not telling brother and sister to live a life of simply following all the laws.
我们从这里需要学到一个属灵的功课。
Here, we need to learn a spiritual lesson.
主耶稣为什么能够叫神的话成为他唯一的权柄？
Why is it our Lord Jesus is able to make God's word his only authority?
因为主是一位奉献的人。
Because our Lord is one who has consecrated himself.
他把自己完全奉献给主。
He has totally consecrated himself to God.
奉献不是叫我们把多少的钱财献给主。
Consecration doesn't mean how much money you offer to God.
奉献不是叫我们把多少的时间、精力、智慧、聪明献给主。
Nor does it mean that how much of your wisdom, how much of your time, effort, energy should be given to Him.
奉献这一些会有奉献的表现。
When you consecrate yourself, you do have certain manifestations of actions.
但是奉献最根基乃是把我们的主权交给主。
But the very foundation of your consecration is to deliver your own autonomy to God.
当我们把主权交给主的时候
When we give our autonomy to God,
主的话自然能够在我们的身上来管理我们。
Then God's word will very readily govern us in our life.
当我们有主的话在我们的身上管理我们，我们愿意顺服。
And also when God's word governs us and we're willing to be submissive,
我们自然对主的话，我们就能够有信心来回答一切的试探。
So very naturally, you'll be able to answer all the temptations with God's word with full assurance.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们去想到保罗在罗马书第十二章。
So brothers and sisters, as we recall Paul in Romans 12,
他在那里讲到，当我们得着神儿子的救恩之后，
There he says, after we have received God's salvation.
他说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭,
that you present your body a living sacrifice,
是圣洁是神所喜悦的,
holy acceptable to God,
不要效法这世界,
which is your reasonable service, do not be conformed to the world,
我们只要心意更新而变化,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们学习在主面前奉献的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we learn to consecrate ourselves before the Lord,
我们里面的心思会被改变。
Our inner mind will be changed.
很多的时候，基督徒在地上，我们虽然信了主。
Many times, Christians, even though we believe in the Lord,
但是我们没有奉献自己。
But we have not consecrated ourselves.
我们的心思仍然老旧的心思。
So we still have the old mind and thoughts.
我们没有从天上来更新的心思。
We do not have the mind that comes from above, which has renewed us.
以至于我们在地上的生活仍然和世人没有两样。
So that our earthly life is no different from the rest of the man.
所以但愿我们在新的年日里头。
So hopefully, in these new days of the year.
我们每一个人都能够在主的面前，我们再一次把自己奉献给主。
Every one of us will consecrate him or herself before the Lord.
奉献不仅能够更新我们的心思。
Consecration not only renew your mind,
我们更能够明白神的旨意。
But also enables you to understand more of God's will.
我们能够认得那一条路来跟随主。
So that we will recognize that way in order to follow him.
再多说一点关乎奉献。
Now let me just talk a little bit more about consecration.
奉献，当我们特别在许多的难处当中。
This is especially true when we are in the midst of all the hardships.
或者人得罪了我们，我们过不去。
When somebody has crossed me and I couldn't get over with that.
或者我经历亲人的失去。
Or when I have experienced the bereavement of my relatives.
或者我经历极大的痛苦。
Or I experience such a great suffering.
弟兄姊妹，每当我们再一次把自己奉献给主的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when you once again consecrate yourself to God,
许多的痛苦，许多的不能够赦免，都能够在奉献的里面而得到释放。
Much of the agony and unforgivenessWill be set free in the Lord.
所以奉献是我们属灵生命一个极大重要的开始。
So consecration is the extremely crucial beginning of your spiritual life.
并且我们需要常常在主面前有一个更新的奉献。
Also, we need to have this renewed consecration before the Lord.
当我们在人生的道路中，我们经常遇到许多过不去的时候。
In our way of life, a lot of times we encounter circumstances that we cannot overcome.
我们需要重新回到主的面前。
And at this time, we need to come back before God.
再有一次更新的奉献。
Once more.Renew your consecration before Him.
主会带领我们。
And the Lord will lead us on.
更深的与他同行。
To walk even more deeply with Him.
我们再看下一处。
Now this next passage.
我们请翻开马太福音第十六章。
Please turn to Matthew 16.
我们要读十三节到 28节。
We will read verses 13 to 28.
这一次, 由中文的来读。
This time we will read the passage in Chinese.
我们先读前半段, 13 到 20节。
First, we will read the first half, verses 13 to 20.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内, 就问门徒说, 人说我人子是谁? 他们说, 有人说是施洗的约翰, 有人说是以利亚, 又有人说是耶利米, 或是先知里的一位。 耶稣说, 你们说我是谁? 西门彼得回答说, 你是基督是永生神的儿子。 耶稣对他说, 西门巴约拿, 你是有福的。 因为这不是属血肉的指示你的, 乃是我在天上的父指示的。 我还告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上, 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。 我要把天国的钥匙给你, 凡你在地上所捆绑的, 在天上也要捆绑, 凡你在地上所释放的, 在天上也要释放。 当下耶稣嘱咐门徒, 不可对人说, 他是基督。
That's verses 13 to 20.
在这里, 主耶稣快要上十字架之前, 他特别带着他的门徒, 到该撒利亚腓利比的境内。
At this time, when Jesus was about to be crucified on the cross, he took his disciples into the region of Caesarea Philippi.
他问他的门徒, 首先说, 你们, 觉得人认为我是谁?
So he asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
他的门徒, 就根据他们所知道的, 有人说他是施洗的约翰, 有人是说先知以利亚, 或者是耶利米。
So the disciples, according to what they had known, told Jesus that some say you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
但是主这一次转回来问他们说, 那你们觉得我是谁?
Now Jesus turned and asked his disciples, who do you say that I am?
彼得西门内, 他在这里回答说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
And Peter Simon replied that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
感谢主, 彼得有从父来的启示。
Thanks be to the Lord that Peter had this revelation from God the Father.
主耶稣继续将这个启示扩大。
And the Lord Jesus continued to expand this revelation.
主耶稣说, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上, 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And Lord Jesus said, you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
主耶稣不仅彼得得着了启示, 他是基督, 他更把他的教会在这个时候也启示出来。
Now, after Peter had received the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, here the Lord even expanded his revelation, saying that, giving him the revelation of the church.
我们知道基督与教会乃是神永远旨意的中心。
We know that church, Christ and church is the very center of God's eternal purpose.
我们知道 我们的主乃是教会的元首。
And we also know that our Lord is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体, 是那充满万有者的丰满。
And the church is the body of him who fills all in all.
所以主在这个时候把神心中他所要成就这个永远的心意在这里向他的门徒打开。
So here the Lord unfold this eternal purpose to his disciples that God would want to accomplish.
从21节到28节, 主继续启示两个重要 的道路。
And from verses 21 and to 28, our Lord continued to reveal the two very pertinent, important ways.
从此耶稣指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你这绊我脚的，因你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人只要在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临。那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。在这里我们可以看见主耶稣往前另外启示了两件重要的道路。
Here, we see in this passage, our Lord Jesus took another step to reveal two very imperative truths to them.
为了要达到神永远的心意，
In order to reach God's eternal purpose,
主耶稣启示了十字架的道路。
Here, the Lord revealed the way of the cross.
只有借着十字架的道路，神的国才能够临到地上。
Because it is only through the way of the cross that the kingdom would be ushered onto the earth.
这个道路，首先乃是主耶稣必须要上十字架。
And as to this way, that first our Lord Jesus has to be crucified on the cross.
魔鬼在这个时候，在彼得的心思里面来。用人的感情要拉住我们的主不上十字架。
And the devil using this sentiment in Peter's mind, trying to hold off Jesus from going to the cross.
但是主告诉彼得说，他只体贴人的。心意不体贴神的意思。
But our Lord told Peter, saying that you are mindful of man, not of God.
并且主继续启示说，不仅他要上十字架，凡我们这一般跟随他的人，都要背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
And the Lord continued to reveal the truth that not only our Lord would go to the cross, but also all of us who follow Him will walk in the same way.
教会在神的眼光当中是极为宝贵。
The church is so precious in the sight of God.
主耶稣舍掉他的生命，成为教会的根基，要建造教会。
And our Lord forsook His own life in order to build up His church.
教会不是创造出来的。
We know that the church is not created.
神可以用六天的时间把天地我们所居住的这个环境创造出来。
It took God 6 days to create all the heavens and earth, the very environment in which we live.
但是神用了将近超过2000年的时间，仍然在那里建造他的教会。
But it has taken God more than 2,000 years to continue to build His church.
建造一栋美丽的房屋。
To build a beautiful building.
在整个建造过程当中，我们就听见许许多多敲打切割的声音。
We could hear a lot of sound from chiseling and from hammering.
同样的，当教会在地上 建造的时候
，So likewise, when the church is being built up on earth,
仍然有许多十字架的功课。
There remain a lot of work of the cross.
主耶稣必须先上十字架。
The Lord had to be crucified on the cross first.
因为他是教会的磐石。
Because he is the very rock of the church.
他必须要先把这个根基立住了。
He has to lay the foundation first.
我们这一班在上面建造的。
Then all of us who are building upon it.
我们也要背起十字架来跟随主。
We also need to take up our cross to follow him.
十字架的工作把我们天然的生命来除去。
The work of the cross is to rid the natural life from us.
让基督复活的生命在我们的里面。
So the Lord's risen life will abide in us.
让我们成为活石，可以被建造成为灵宫。
So that we could become living stones to to build up the spiritual house.
保罗对于十字架的工作非常有从神来的启示。
Paul did have this profound revelation from God regarding the building up of the church.
十字架的工作有两方面。
And there are two sides to this work of the cross.
第一方面就是客观主在十字架上面所做成的。
One is the objective work that our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
在罗马书第六章。
This is spelled out in Romans 6.
我们看第六节。
We will read verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若真与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Verses 6, 7, and 8.Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
第二，十字架有它主观的一面。
The cross also has this subjective.
十字架主观的一面乃是在罗马书第八章告诉我们。
And this is told in Romans 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
我们没有办法致死我们的肉体。
We will never be able to put to death our flesh.
只有靠圣灵的工作。
Only through the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵知道我们的需要。
Because the Holy Spirit knows our needs.
哪里需要受对付。
He knows where, that we need to be dealt with.
圣灵会借着我们的家庭生活。
And, through the family life.
在公司或者在教会。
At work, at church.
圣灵带领我们进入十字架的学习里。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into this learning of the cross.
在我们的这一面，我们只要体贴圣灵的意思。
So on our side, we just have to be mindful of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们顺服主的话。
Obey the Lord's word.
当我们愿意遵守主的话，许多弟兄姊妹都经历到我们会面临十字架的功课。
When we are willing to obey God's word, many brothers and sisters have the same experience that we will encounter this work of the cross.
当我们面临许多艰难的环境的时候，
as we face so many of the difficult situations,
或者我们面临一些环境我们不愿意去接受的时候,
or as we encounter some of the situations that we hate to accept,
我们要顺服圣灵,
we need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
我们要顺服神的话,
we need to obey His word, God's word.
他会加给我们力量, 背起我们的十字架来跟随主,
because God will strengthen us so that we will be able to take up our cross to follow the Lord.
这样我们的老我就一点一点地死去,
in this way, our old self will be dying bit by bit.
基督复活的生命就一点一点地在我们身上显明出来,
and Christ's resurrection life will be manifested in us gradually.
这是极为奇妙的恩典,
this is such an amazing, wonderful grace.
这是我们在地上必须走的一条道路,
and this is the very way in which we should walk.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第七章告诉我们,
therefore, Lord Jesus in Matthew 7 tells us this.
他说,你们要进窄门,
enter by the narrow gate.
因为引到灭亡, 那门是宽的, 路是大的, 进去的人也多。
For the gate is wide, the road is broad, and that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter by it.
进到永生, 那门是窄的, 路是小的, 找到的人也少。
Narrow is the gate, confined is the way that leads to life, and few may find it.
所以这条路是十字架的窄路。
So this way is the way of the cross, a narrow way.
是引到永生的道路。
But it leads to eternal life.
是 带领我们进入国度与主一同作王的路。
It is the way which will lead us into the kingdom to reign together with our Lord.
最后我们再来看最后的一段。
Lastly, we will read one more passage.
我们请翻开马太福音26章。
Again, Matthew 26.
我们请 姊妹为我们读36节到46节。
Verses 36 to 46, Matthew 26. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
对不起,我时间已经到了,我跟弟兄姊妹借5分钟。
Excuse me, my time is up. May I borrow 5 minutes from brothers and sisters?
我们很快地把这一段解说完。
Very quickly, we'll explain this passage.
这里主耶稣他要上十字架了。
Here the Lord was about to be crucified on the cross.
他心里极为忧伤。
And he was extremely sorrowful in his heart.
他 在路加福音告诉我们。
And in the book of Luke,
那里主耶稣祷告，汗如血滴。
There, as the Lord prayed, his sweat became like drops of blood.
并且有天使来加他力量。
At this time, the angels came to strengthen him.
他要彼得、雅各、约翰与他一同警醒祷告。
He asked Peter, James, and John to pray together with him to watch and pray.
主耶稣不是怕死。
The Lord Jesus wasn't afraid of death.
主耶稣心中之所以忧伤，我们到27章45节就看见，乃是父因着他背负世人的罪孽，父离弃了他。
The reason that the Lord is deeply distressed, as we can see in 27:45, is because at this time God the Father will forsake him.
主耶稣在这个时候特别的提醒他的门徒。
At this time, the Lord Jesus especially reminded his disciples.
总要警醒祷告。
Watch and pray all the time.
免得入了迷惑。
Lest you enter into temptation.
你们心里固然愿意。
You are indeed, your spirit is indeed willing.
肉体却软弱了。
But your flesh is weak.
当我们面对这一个极为黑暗的时代。
As we face this extremely dark age.
特别在这个真理是非不分的时代，
especially in this time in which the truth and falsehood is all mingled together.
白的可以说成黑的，黑的可以说成白的。
White can be turned into black, black can be turned into white.
道德极为败坏的一个时代。
In this age with such a depraved morality.
主要我们警醒祷告。
Our Lord wants us to be watchful and to pray.
主回来的日子近了。
The day of the Lord's coming is so near.
因着时间的缘故，我们不继续往下讲。
For the sake of the time restraint, we shall not go on to fellowship more.
我们就把路加福音二十一章那一段话，我们再跟弟兄姊妹读一遍。
Let's read together Luke 21.
我们读路加福音二十一章三十四到三十六节。
Verses 34 to 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要这样临到全地一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。
But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
但愿主用他的话来勉励我们。
If only that the Lord will encourage us with his own words.
我们在主面前新的年度，我们立一个心愿。
Now, in the sight of God, at the beginning of the new year, let's make this our ambition or our aim.
我们能够在主面前有一个真实的奉献。
That we will have this true consecration before Him.
我们仍然立下心愿，走这一条十字架的窄路。
We will make it our aim to continue to walk in this narrow way of the cross.
我们在地上警醒祷告，尽虔度日。
On earth, we will watch and pray, and we will live godly in Him.
但愿主帮助我们。
Lord, help us all.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们看到你在地上所走的这一条道路。
We have seen the very way in which you walk while you were on the earth.
实在是这一条窄路。
Truly, it is a narrow way.
然而却是一条通往人荣耀的道路。
Nevertheless, it is the same way that leads to glory.
我们这一班跟随你的门徒。
All of us who follow you as your disciples.
愿你自己把你的爱充满在我们的心中。
Pray that you will fill us with your love in our hearts.
让我们能够跟随主的脚踪行。
So that we will follow the footsteps of our Lord.
愿你的旨意成全在教会当中。
Let your will be done among your church.
迎接主你早日的回来。
So that we'll be ready to receive your imminent return.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
我们把荣耀归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.